How are your armaments? How well are you armed? Well, I'm not talking about whether you have a shotgun or a rifle or a sidearm or something like this. The scripture talks about armaments. We hear a lot about this in the world today, don't we? We hear of nations that are concerned. Do they have enough in the way of weapons? And one nation tries to outdo another. But we're in Ephesians chapter 6 and talking about the spiritual weaponry that the Christian needs to have in this spiritual warfare. And Paul oftentimes had been chained to a Roman soldier. He'd been surrounded by Roman soldiers. He'd spent time in prison. And he often would look over and see a Roman soldier with his weapons, one of the finest soldiers of the day. And as he looked at those different weapons, he began to see them as teaching spiritual truth, because Paul says, I too am a soldier. It's true I'm not serving Rome. I'm serving a different king, a different master. But I, like that Roman soldier, need weapons. And so in this passage, he compares the different weapons that he would see the Roman soldier wear with the weapons that we as Christians need to wear for spiritual warfare. He says in verse 14 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, withal taking up the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And on my behalf, that utterance may be given unto me, in opening my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, as he begins to go over the different parts of the armor that he says the soldier needs in this spiritual warfare, the first part that he notices is the heavy belt that would hold the tunic and hold the garments of the soldier in order, keep them from just flopping around, being loose. Their garments were often looser than ours. But the belt would hold them snug up against the body and allow you then real freedom of movement. And so he says, have a good belt on. And the belt you need to have on that is very vital as a soldier is the belt of truth. Be girded with truth. You know, we were saying that the different parts of the armor here are things that we take on. In other words, they're not things that we are born with spiritually. These are Christian characteristics that we're to grow and we're to develop, and it will arm us against the spiritual onslaughts of the devil. And one of these qualities of character, of Christian character, we need to cultivate is truth. We need to be marked by truthfulness. Satan is a liar. He's the father of all lies. He's marked by deception. He's marked by hypocrisy. He's marked by everything that is contrary to God. We need to be marked by truth. When we say something, the Lord says we shouldn't have to say it with an oath or anything like this. Our word is enough. We say yes, it's yes. We say no, it's no. And so truth is a very important part of our character. Truth in every aspect, honesty, openness, not telling half-truths. If you're in the business world, it's very easy, isn't it, to fall into this business of just telling half-truths. You're selling a car to misrepresent the condition it's in. You're selling a product to put pressure on people to buy something when perhaps they don't even need it. But he says your truth. Stand and be marked by truth. And then as Paul looked at the Roman soldier, he saw the breastplate, this piece of armor that protected the chest, the heart, the lungs, the vital organs. Very important. Because if a man received a fatal wound here, he was finished. He couldn't fight. And so he says, here the breastplate that you need to guard and that you need to put on is the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness. And I think he's talking here about personal righteousness. In other words, character. Now, we do have a right standing. When you receive Christ as your Savior, God gives you a right standing legally before Him. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. But he's talking here about something we put on. We cultivate. We develop. And that is godly character. Righteous character. And this is not something that just happens. This comes as a result of reading the Word, of asking God to change us, of practicing godliness, of allowing the Holy Spirit to work these things out in our lives, overcoming temptation, righteousness. But it's very important if we're going to know victory in the warfare, if we are going to overcome Satan, that we maintain personal righteousness. If Satan can break through this, if he can cause us to have a major fall in some area, he can just about cripple us, maybe even for life as far as real usefulness. There have been some men that have been very useful leaders among God's people who, because of lust, fell into adultery, and whose lives and ministries were handicapped for life because of that sin. Righteousness. He says, put on this breastplate of righteousness. Be concerned about your character. Fear sin. Don't toy with sin. Don't think of sin. Be godly. Be righteous. If you have moral character, if there's moral strength, this will be a vital part of your armor in this warfare against evil. The breastplate of righteousness. And then he says, having your feet shod. You know, an army is very concerned about its footwear, about its shoes. The marching soldier, the foot soldier, has to have comfortable shoes and good shoes. It's this way that he'll be able to make progress, that he'll be able to advance, that he'll be able to carry the fight to the enemy. He must have good shoes. What are the shoes here that he says the Christian should have? Well, there are to be shoes that are characterized by the gospel of peace. In other words, I take it what he's saying is, as a Christian, be gospel-minded. Be concerned to witness. Be constantly aggressive in carrying the word to others. The best defense is a good offense, it's often said. And here, instead of just waiting for Satan to attack you, attack his forces. Attack those who are following him with the word, with the gospel. See them rescued from his hands, from his bonds. See them enlist for our leader. Go after them with the gospel. Many of our problems are solved spiritually when we become active in evangelism. And I believe that's true of many churches, many fellowships. A lot of their problems would be solved if they really became active in evangelism. You know, warfare unites people. Warfare links you together. A nation may be divided, but if they're attacked, then it's a very unifying thing. The people say, we've got to stand together. There's a war on. And if God's people get involved here in spiritual warfare, if you're out giving out the gospel, if you're concerned for the lost, if you're doing what you can, it may be giving out a tract, it may be visiting someone, it may be having a family over that really needs the Lord, and you have them over. Your wife's a good cook, it's a big help. Have a good meal, visit with them, show them friendliness, kindness, be friendly towards them. And in this way, gain their confidence and give them the gospel. Tell them what Christ has done for you. Tell them how he saved you. Tell them how he can save them also. And emphasize the gospel. A vital part here of being a soldier for the Lord is being involved in spreading the good news of the gospel. Now, many Christians get discouraged. Maybe they try, and they try witnessing a little, and they don't see immediate response, and so they get discouraged, and they say, well, maybe I'm just not gifted at it. Maybe I should quit. Maybe I should just leave it to the preacher or something else. God wants every one of us to be witnesses for him. And he says to us, we shall reap if we faint not. And if we persist, if we're faithful in giving out God's word and in witnessing to others, in time some of these people will come to know the Lord. And Paul, as he looked at the feet of the Roman soldier and he saw his sandals and he realized how important those are if that army is going to fight, if it's going to be victorious, it has to have good shoes to march in. Those shoes will carry them into victory. And Paul says the kind of shoes we should wear are gospel shoes. Shoes that will be carrying us into situations where we're witnessing and we're speaking of the Lord Jesus and we're making him known and we're concerned for the lost and we're burdened for those who are still on their way to hell without God and without hope. What kind of shoes do you wear? Are you concerned for the gospel? Are your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? May the Lord help us to be that.